Es khazor zeh nesh ba khaz shuag vam yehuda sagt es khulen darf kuf khav beis. The Mishnah said Yehuda Amir Ha'alal V'chulu. Rav Huna said it's only where it was intentionally gathered together to one place. Rav Huna also said if there are two hefkazes on a skin, the skin makes them bottle. Who does he say is according to? It can't be Rabbi Shmuel from a Mishnah that we'll see soon, because he says that the skin does not make two hefkazes in bottle. Also can't be Rabbi Akiva, because he says the skin does make them bottle, and the statement of Rabbi Huna would therefore be unnecessary. After tomorrow, he said it according to Rabbi Shmuel, who only says that it's not bottle when the skin and the flesh were ripped off by another animal. Rabbi Huna is teaching that it was done by a person, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that it becomes bottle. Second tomorrow, Rabbi Huna said it before that in our Mishnah, if the shreds of meat were gathered together to make a kazayis, it has tumah, but if not, it becomes bottle. Now, according to the way we just explained the last statement of Rabbi Huna, this can't be right because he says that even Rabbi Shmuel would say that it becomes bottle in this case. And for the Mara, rather, we must say Rabbi Shmuel says it does not become bottle even when it's done by a person. When Rabbi Huna said that if there are two hefkazesim on the skin makes them bottle, he said it's according to Rabbi Akiva. He needed to say this, although it seems obvious, because we would have thought to say that Rabbi Akiva only says it becomes bottle when it's done by a person, but if it was done by another animal, maybe it does not become bottle. He therefore says Rabbi Akiva holds that the skin is mevatel to small pieces, and therefore there's no difference if it was done by a person or by another animal. Zokt, the next Mishnah. The following skins are treated like flesh. The skin of a human, the skin of a domestic pig, and Rabbi Yehuda says even the skin of a wild pig, the skin of the hump of a soft camel, the skin of a head of a soft calf, the skin of the hooves, the skin of the area around the female genitals of an animal, the skin of a fetus, the skin under the tail, and the skin of an anoka, of the koyach, the lata'a, and the choymet. These are four kinds of shrots, and they have soft skin. Rabbi Yehuda says, the lata'a is like the chulda that has hard skin. If any of these were worked into leather, or were walked upon for the time needed to make them into leather, they're tar, except for human skin, this remains tummy, even if it was worked into leather. Rabbi Yechon Manuri says, all the eight shrotsim have skin, meaning their skin is not considered to be like their flesh. Zok the Gemara Ula said they write the skin of a human corpse is tar. The Rabbanan said it's tummy to prevent people from using the skin of their parents as leather seat covers. Others say that Ula made the statement on the Mishnah, on the part of the Mishnah that says that the skins that were worked into leather become tar except for human skin. On that Ula said deraisa, even human skin that's worked into leather becomes tar. The reason the Rabbanan goes a tumah was to prevent people from using the skin of their parents as leather seat covers. According to this version, human skin that was not worked into leather is tummy even deraisa. Mishnah then had said v'or chazir. The machloikas regarding the type of pigs is that the Tanakhama holds the skin of a domestic pig as soft, but the skin of the wild pig is hard. Yehuda holds that the skin of the wild pig is considered to be soft as well. Mishnah then said, Orech ha-teresh el gomel ha-harako. Until when is a camel considered to be soft? So Ula Nei Rabbi Shuman Levi said, as long as it has not carried a burden. Rabbi Yemi asked, what if it has reached the age to carry a burden, but has not yet carried a burden? Abaye asked, what if it has not reached the age to carry a burden, but it did carry a burden? Take Gublak Dashayla. Rish Lakish once asked, until when is a camel considered to be soft? Rabbi Shuman Bar Abba responded with the ruling of Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rish Lakish was very appreciative. Rabbi Zeir once asked this question, and Ravin Bar Chinina responded with the ruling of Ula in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rav Zeir didn't react, so Ravin repeated the answer. Rav Zeir said, you have one chiddush, and you keep repeating it. The Gemara said, look at the difference between the strong ones that are very strong, the Chasidim of Bavel. Mishnah said, V'or harosh v'chulu. Until when is a calf considered to be soft? So Ula said, as long as it's within its first year. Rabbi Yechon said, for as long as it's nursing. Does Ula mean that it's within its first year and it's nursing? And Rabbi Yechon says, it's even when it's nursing beyond its first year? Would Ula mean that as long as it's in its first year, it's soft even if it's not nursing? And Rabbi Yechon said that only if it's in its first year and it's nursing. And as more of the fact, Rabbi Yechon said, for as long as it's nursing, instead of saying provided that it's nursing, which would have been an addition to Ula's requirement, we see that he only requires that it be nursing. And is the skin of the head of a soft calf subject to tumah like its meat? Rabbi Yechon said it's not. Rish Lakish asked, you taught us the Mishnah that says that it is. Rabbi Yechon said, I taught it as a das yochid, not the das rabbim. In fact, we have a brace that shows that this is not the das rabbim. The Mishnah said, V'or beisa process. Rav said this refers to the place of the hooves, and Rav Chanina said this refers to the entire joint that's sold along with the head. Mishnah said, V'or ho'anoka. A braisa says the word ha-temeyim, written regarding shrotzim, teaches that the skins of the shrotzim have the same status as their flesh. We would think this applies to all shrotzim. The pasuk therefore says, Eila. In fact, the word Eila is written in regard to all the shrotzim. Rav said the word liminehu breaks up the list of the shrotzim. In fact, based on this, the tenshames should be included in the shrotzim whose skin is treated like its flesh. After Shmuel Yitzchak said, Rav actually does include the tenshames in that list. Rav Ashi explained the Tana of the Mishnah that does not include it holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the status is based on the texture of the skin, and they argue regarding the skin of the leta'a. Mishnah then said, the kulon she'ibdon v'chulo. The Mishnah, the Mishnah suggests that the skins that must have actually been walked on in order to become tar. From Achia, it seems that as long as there was intent to make it into leather, that's enough to make it tar. Eftemar, even Achia would agree that some action would have to be taken. In our case, the action would be the actual walking on the skin. how much must it be walked on in order for it to be considered that it was worked on for leather? So Rav Hunan, the son of Rav Yanai, said, Rav Hunan, the name of Rav Yanai, said, the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Rav Ohu, in the name of Rish Lakish, said, regarding one who was hired to knead for a person and found that all the persons came to be tameh, and regarding one who is traveling and wants to stop for the night but doesn't have a minion to daven with, and regarding someone who wants to eat bread but doesn't have water to wash his hands with, the halacha is these people must walk up to 4 mil if they'll find a mikveh to tovel the kelim or find a minion or find water. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it was Avoy, not Rav Ohu, who said the statement, and he also said a fourth situation for a 4 mil halacha, which is the halacha of walking on skins to work them as leather. Rav Yosi, son of Rav Chanina, said in all these cases you only have to walk 4 mil if it's in the direction that you're traveling anyway. If it's in a different direction, you don't even have to walk a mil. Rav Acha said, we see that you don't have to walk a mil, but you would have to walk less than a mil. Abraisa says, an army unit at war that enters a house makes the house tamei because they each travel with human scalps used for kishuv. In fact, we know that the scalp of Rabbi Shmuel was worn by kings.